This is episode 2170 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 5 of our series we're exploring this week. This week, you are discovering how to awaken your true potential following the readings from Paramahansa Yogananda from his book, How to Awaken Your True Potential. And you've had a challenge this week. Your challenge is to go on a positivity quest where each day this week you are encouraged to focus on what's positive in your life and to notice the negative thoughts you tend to think about. Research shows that most of us on a daily basis walk around thinking about repetitive negative thoughts. So catch those negative thoughts and begin to think about whether there's some real truth to those thoughts, or maybe it's simply judgment or misunderstanding, or some other reason you might be running these thoughts through your mind repetitively. You might be surprised what you discover when you really analyze some of your negative thoughts. Focusing on the kind of thoughts you think on a regular basis is one of the most important ways to awaken your true potential. In today's episode, you're going to be guided using a technique to help you sleep better. Getting enough sleep is vital to your health and wellness. It's not an option. It's an essential part of your well-being. When you're well rested, you're better able to awaken your true potential. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. Consistency is the key to realizing the benefits of meditation. Also, I would love to hear from you. I would be honored if you would leave me a rating and review. This is a way that I'm able to hear from you and to know how you're enjoying the podcast. You can also send me a message to my Sip and Om Instagram feed so you could send me a direct message. I invite you to let me know a little about your meditation ritual. Many of you reach out to me and I've been sharing your journeys. I always ask you before I share a journey, so you might want to simply reach out to me and not have me share your journey, and that's perfectly fine. I'll always ask you first, and I will always ask to make sure that I can share your name and your location. So I want to share with you a meditation journey from a fellow meditator who is listening all the way from Tehran, Iran, and she shares, "My name is Saba, and I meditate twice a day with your daily podcast. The first one I listen to is in the morning after yoga, and the second one before sleeping. I notice that whenever I meditate before sleeping, I sleep easily and I wake up more joyful. Thank you for doing this." Thank you, Saba, for sharing your sleep journey with us. Many of you listen to the podcast to help you sleep better. Meditation can definitely help you feel in a state where you're calm and you're relaxed, so you're open and receptive to drifting off to sleep. If you begin to approach sleep as you do your meditation ritual, where you likely set aside a similar time of day or evening where you focus on relaxing your mind and body. when you set aside a time in the evening to begin to sleep, this can help your circadian rhythm adapt to this particular time when you want to slow down and begin to ease yourself into the evening and into sleep. I like how Saba does this, where she starts her day with meditation. How you start your day can determine how well you sleep at night. When you start your day calm and focused, you often carry this same calm and focused rhythm with you throughout your day, so that when you go to bed at night, you feel open and receptive to sleep because you're still feeling calm and focused. If you jump into your day and you don't really have a ritual to reflect on your day, without starting your day focused and clear, you may experience a lot more stress. I also like how Saba mentions that she meditates in the evening. So when you meditate in the evening as well, then you end your day nicely. You can reflect back over your day, which you'll be guided through in your meditation. So consider how you could create a nighttime ritual that may begin from the moment you wake up, taking some time to focus your mind and calm your body, and carry this focused, calm state with you throughout your day. You'll notice you likely respond to stress much better when you start your day with meditation. And then, as you end your day with meditation, you're reinforcing that calm, focused state. I want to share with you what Paramahansa Yogananda has to say about habit. Habit is an automatic mental mechanism for performing actions without the willpower and effort involved in initiating new actions. Habits make the performance of actions easier. Good habits and virtues are eternal joy-making qualities. Wrongly used, this mechanism becomes man's archenemy. Bad habits attract evil things. Bad habits and sin are temporary misery-making grafts on the soul. It is lamentable to be compelled to do evil against one's will because of the strength of the evil habit, and then to have to suffer for one's evil actions. It is wonderful to habitually do what is right and thus multiply goodness and happiness. The power of habit is supreme in the life of man. Most people spend their lives making good mental resolutions, but never succeed in following what is wholesome. We usually do not do what we wish to do, but only what we are accustomed to do. Do not feel helpless if you have some undesirable habits. Now is the time to begin conquering them by developing willpower and the habit of regular, right meditation. You can free yourself from the clutches of wrong habits and create habits of thought and action that will bring the results you desire. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, begin to put closure on your day, giving yourself this beautiful habit to meditate to start your day and to meditate to end your day. Begin to notice where you're holding tension in your body. Become become aware of what may have triggered this tension. Now reflect over your day. Think about one or two things that happened today. And what were the lessons you learned? Did you face some great challenges? Did you manage your stress well? What were your big wins for the day? Gently smile inside, knowing that you're doing one of the best things you could do for yourself as you meditate right this moment. Celebrate this as a big win. As you put closure on your day, allow yourself to embrace your highest potential. You are so worth slowing down for.